また、いや、
いや、
じゃあ、これ。Okay, have a dirty sink clean. Note on Thomas Bates. All right, let's go on. What's the other one? No, wrong name, I'm sorry. Correction. The name of the patient is Emma Esquivel Castro. Emma, E-M-M-A, last name E-S-Q-U-I-B-E-L Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O. Birth date 8-8-21. Office visit 3-27-23. Patient seen today with a history of a diarrhea, vomiting for the past several days. States she vomits when she eats. Diarrhea 3 times a day, night 4 times or more. States that she had questionable abdominal pains with heart sounds, or excuse me, with gas sounds per mother. Patient's been receiving pediolite, medical history uneventful, surgical history uneventful. Present illness patient presents with history of diarrhea past 5 days. Three to six times a day with some vomiting. 1 or 2 times a day, mother's concerned about persistence of symptoms, review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, uneventful, social family history, non-contributory, physical examination, vital signs within normal limits, AP valve, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Neck supple without masses, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Unable to examine ears or throat due to patient being combative and mother not wanting us to restrain child in order to do adequate examination. Was unable to persuade patient to do voluntary examination without some assistance. Neck is pure supple without masses, lungs clear auscultation percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft without again negative tinnitus, extremity skin and neuropsychiatric all appear to be within normal limits. Impression, clinical impression of vomiting, diarrhea, possible tonsillitis suspected. Patient given prescription for amoxicillin to take for 10 days with precautions to mother. You go to ER if that continues vomiting, diarrhea with evidence of dehydration, decreased responsiveness. Also to keep appointment for a follow-up with a pediatrician in a couple of weeks for routine care. And to follow up as needed at Texas Children's Hospital. If condition persist or worsens. Thank you, Dr. Halmeter.